Listen to article. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn. Published research and extensive clinical experience showed that EDTA helped reduce and prevent arteriosclerotic plaques, thus improving blood flow to the heart and other organs. The scientific evidence indicates that a course of EDTA chelation therapy might eliminate the need for bypass surgery. Dr. Linus Pauling, MD, PhD, scientist, two-time Nobel Prize winner and the father of vitamin C. I now achieve more lasting results with less risk, enhancing the benefits of surgery, and often avoiding surgery, by providing chelation therapy for my patients. Dr. Peter J. van der Schaar, cardiac surgeon, director, International Biomedical Center, the Netherlands chairman of American Board of Chelation Therapy. That such a breakthrough treatment for heart disease, diabetes and stroke has been purposely withheld from the public is a crime. E.W. McDuaw, the author of Chelation Can Cure. The meta-analysis of 22,765 patients revealed a correlation coefficient of 0.88, which indicates a high positive relationship between EDTA therapy and improved cardiovascular function. 87% of the patients included in the meta-analysis demonstrated clinical improvement by objective testing. L. Terry Chappelle, MD and John P. Stahl, PhD. The correlation between EDTA chelation therapy and improvement in cardiovascular function, a meta-analysis. Journal of Advancement in Medicine, Volume 6, No. 3, Fall 1993. Because I know that this treatment has saved my father's life, there will never be enough days or ways for me to tell about the miracle healing power of chelation therapy. I am extremely grateful that chelation is available in our country. Also, I tremendously admire the heroic doctors who provide the treatment for their patients. Skashi Thedford Farr, Genesis Medical Center, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. I have taken 74 chelation injections. In this way, I have bypassed the triple bypass, which would have put my life on the line and would have cost me about $40,000. I continue to take chelation therapy, following a strict diet in accordance with the program set forth by the American College of Advancement in Medicine, including no refined sugars, no caffeine, no nicotine, no red meat, and no fat. And I take my nutritional and pharmaceutical chelating agents faithfully. Even in my younger years, I hadn't felt as well as I do today. Floyd B. Coleman, MD, Waterloo, Indiana, who has 100% occlusion of a major coronary artery and 90-95% occlusions of the rest of coronary arteries and was advised to have coronary bypass surgery. The conclusion to be drawn is that in the dosage of 3 gm EDTA per day chelation is a safe and effective modality for occlusive vascular disorders. The therapy appears to enhance renal blood flow, increase the output of urinary calcium, and lower the blood pressure in the arms and legs. It substantially lessens the requirements for nitroglycerin and other cardiovascular medications used for relief of angina. Patients in the program reported marked improvement in daily exercise tolerance. Clinical studies of 216 patients who suffered from coronary heart disease, arteriosclerosis, peripheral vascular disease, hypertension and cerebrovascular disease by Keith W. Sennert, MD and Anne F. Clogg, PhD in August 1983. An accumulated experience with several hundred patients has demonstrated that the overall relief from the manifestations of occlusive vascular disease has been superior to that obtained with other methods. In occlusive vascular disease of the brain, there has been uniform relief of vertigo, and the signs of senility, even when advanced, have been significantly relieved. In summary, the treatment of atherosclerotic vascular complications with the chelating agent EDTA is supported by a large volume of information. Norman E. Clark Sr., MD, Director of Medical Research at the Providence Hospital in Detroit, in the article in August 1960 issue of The American Journal of Cardiology, Volume 2, No. 2. In the Annals of Medicine, numbers of patient case histories stand out, and for chelation therapy it is no different. The classic case of diabetic gangrene reversal deserves repeating. It's the case that startles anyone because of the photographs accompanying the patient's record. It's the case that set a precedent for the treatment of diabetic gangrene. Heretofore, the process of gangrene was not reversible. But now, with administration of chelation therapy, it is. The treatment has saved the limbs of over 950 patients who were scheduled to have their lower limbs cut off but did not require amputation because they received chelation therapy instead. The Chelation Answer, M. Evans & Co. 216 East 49th Street, New York, New York 10017, 1982. Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, LinkedIn.